You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
My name is Christian Charisiu, and I'm playing Jamie Wellerstein in the Ensemble Theatre's production of The Last 5 Years.
Can you tell us about this production, The Last 5 Years?
The production stars myself and the wonderfully talented Elise McCann playing Kathy. It only has two people in it. It's about Kathy and Jamie coming together and falling in love and marrying each other and unfortunately divorcing over 5 years.
It seems that the story is very unique. It is told from both perspectives from different times.
Yeah, so Jamie is actually moving forward in the story, so normal chronological order, but Kathy is actually telling the story in reverse, and we only meet at one point in the exact middle of the show.
So you're actually not singing together?
No. In some cases, the other person might be in the scene with the character singing, but they are not interacting with them. They're not in the same timeline. But we only sing together at the junction point in the middle of the show. Yeah.
Ah, okay. So when the other character sings, it's like in your timeline. It's in during your story or
That's
during
correct.
Or during her story.
Yeah. So like I will have finished a song per se, and I'll be still living through the moment of my own time, and then she will be singing her song while I'm living through that moment, but I'm not in her time. I know that's very confusing.
It's not confusing. It's actually, I think it's so creative and it's so unique. Tell us about the actual songs and about the writer. I know it was written and composed by Jason Robert Brown. Who is Robert Brown?
Jason Robert Brown's a very prolific musical theatre composer and performer. He actually has performed this show a number of times, but he's Tony Award winning, and he wrote this show sort of based on his own marriage demise and the first woman he married, I'm pretty sure. And so he's written this piece, and he even talks about how he wrote it all in order, and then he realized it would be more interesting to flip one of the characters' journeys. But the music, he's got a very jazz background, but I mean, the show is sort of what I would call classic contemporary musical theatre, so it doesn't, we're used to contemporary musical theatre having rock and roll sounds or sometimes jukebox musicals, but this show is that really contemporary classic musical theatre sound. But in saying that, it touches on a lot of genres, so like there's a salsa theme song, there's a real bluesy vibe to a lot of them, the accompaniment is jazz, so it's got a lot of character in it, and the music itself is an absolute masterpiece when you really look at the music on the page. Yeah.
So do you think Jason Robert Brown has written it about himself?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of elements. He says there are some elements that are based on his own life from his first marriage, and he's written something magnificent that's based on a very visceral experience. And when you, and speaking from a performance perspective, when you are executing this show, you can really feel that he knows what he's talking about when he's written this piece, and so it makes it really amazing to perform, and I think it will really resonate with audience members.
We're talking to the actor Christian Charisiu. He's in a new play that is going to be staged on the Ensemble Theatre soon, The Last 5 Years, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Christian, the Jewish point there. I know that Jason Robert Brown is Jewish.
Yes.
And the character Jamie is Jewish. What is the importance to the play?
Well, Jamie's first song is a song called Shiksa Goddess. In terms of Jamie being Jewish and the journey of the play and the importance of that, I think in New York City especially, even if you don't come from a traditional Jewish background, it's a very important part of your life, especially growing up. And that's for a lot of people who have a religious and cultural background where it's very a tight-knit community and it's always present. So for Jamie, like I said, his first song is called Shiksa Goddess, and it's about him falling in love with a non-Jewish woman.
And the terminology is Shiksa. Shiksa is actually quite a negative terminology for a non-Jewish girl. And you know, if you want to say, oh, he's fallen in love with the Shiksa, it means that
it's quite a negative. It's usually got a very negative connotation. Like, not very negative, but a...
It is a negative connotation,
yeah.
So calling somebody a Shiksa.
That's right. So he's turning, and Jason Robert Brown's turned something that could be quite negative into something glorified, in fact, and something that excites this character. So I think in terms of Jamie's journey and being Jewish, He even tells a story, and he writes this Jewish fable to impart a lesson onto Kathy at one point. So there's a lot of Jewish influence in the music, in a couple of the songs, and it's important in Jamie's journey for him to break tradition and to own tradition and try and turn something, like I said, Shiksa into a goddess. And yeah, that's sort of where that lies. Because Jamie is inherently not true. It's not all he's about to be Jewish, but it is an integral part of his journey. And I think it's a beautiful thing to see that the start of this relationship is where he breaks the rules.
He breaks the rule and marries a non-Jewish girl.
That's right.
And did it have an impact later on his marriage? Do you think his marriage broke down because of the cultural gap?
There's nothing quite written like that in the piece itself. Inherently, these people break down because there is a... Well, you'll have to see the show to actually see why that breaks down, and I'll have to hear your opinions. But I don't think it's a cultural breakdown. I think that, though, in every relationship, if something starts with a big question as to whether you should or should not be going into something, doesn't that always play a part in whether it's a breakdown or you come through it the other end? I think it's a big question mark around that, because it's not specified in the music, but I can see how that it could affect to some degree. Yeah.
And so it's interesting how his culture, his Jewish background, although he's not religious, has an impact on him.
Well, I'm half Greek, and I'm baptized into the Greek Orthodox faith, and I am not inherently religious, but to be Greek Orthodox and to be Greek is almost one in the same, and I don't come from a traditional religious practicing family, so I can understand how you can be part of a culture and have a lot of influences of a religion even if you aren't practicing as such. And I think that's where I understand how it affects Jamie's journey in that sense, that, you know, even I've got a grandmother who calls me up sometimes and says, when are you going to get married, you know?
Well, and Christian, in order to get into Jamie's shoes, did you actually have to understand the psychic of a New York Jew?
I did and I didn't, because I, like I said, I think that there's an influence in there of the Jewish faith into Jamie's life, but it's not all that he's about. In fact, he's very much that. We were talking about influences of like people like Woody Allen, and as controversial as he is, but as in like that stereotype of the creative Jewish New Yorker. And so I think in terms of to how to get into it, I sort of studied these people and what the common traits were, and I did do some research. I've actually got, in terms of like the Jewish terminology and stuff, I've got a number of Jewish friends who I talked to and got some understanding for that, so that I could really appreciate. But like I said, I come from a very similar background to Jamie's, so I can understand where things are relevant and where they don't necessarily play an active part in the journey. That answers your question.
Well, I must say, Christian, I'm looking forward to see the play, or the musical, I should call it, the last 5 years at the Ensemble Theatre. Thank you so much for your time. Good luck with the play. sbs.com.au